The layoff isn't a surprise. After GM posted a $38 billion loss last year, it announced several months ago that it'd be trimming production in Janesville. Mary Fanning says that means cutting the number of SUVs turned out every hour on the assembly line.
We're going from 52 down to 44, which is in direct response to the declining market. You know, obviously with the economy the way that it is and high gas prices, we've had to make some adjustments that way. So in declining the number of jobs we produce an hour, you of course then need less manpower and your positions change. So that's where these layoffs are coming from.
Fanning says GM officials hope that many senior employees will take special buyout offers made earlier this year. That would allow the car maker to save money by replacing such workers with newer ones who would be paid less. Fanning isn't sure just how many buyout participants would be needed to make the special attrition program successful, but
I'm thinking it's 300 plus, and we're receiving people signing up for the SAP on a daily basis. So we are optimistic that we'll hit that number and possibly even exceed that.
Workers with 30 or more years' experience would qualify for retirement incentives ranging from $45,000 to $62,000, depending on their skill and experience. New hires would likely make $14 an hour, roughly half what senior employees are making. Workers have until May to decide if they're staying or going. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.